it was the second time this week we heard from a U.S. official about the possibility for a reversal of monetary policy, and it was the second time the market reacted accordingly. On Monday, investors were unsettled by comments from Fed Kaplan about a taper on the horizon. And then on Tuesday, the message came through even louder after Treasury Secretary Yellen warned that rates may have to rise soon to prevent the economy from overheating. But all things considered, investors haven't wanted to get too caught up in these words, still preferring to defer to the official messages they've been getting over the past decade plus that ultimately policy will remain ultra accommodative and lower for longer is here to stay. This is why we saw that dip in stocks bought up so quickly, and this is why the dollar came back under some pressure after an initial rally. Of course, we have been warning that things could actually be on the verge of changing in 2021, and investors may indeed need to be a lot more nervous about the state of financial markets and prospect that we will soon see a capitulation in equities markets. So it will be important to keep paying attention to official speak over the coming days to see if things are truly on the verge of shifting. We'll hear from a batch of Fed speakers today, and this could be the most important thing to key in on. As far as economic data goes, we get German and Eurozone services PMIs, Eurozone producer prices, US ADP employment, and US ISM non-manufacturing. That's all for now.